Director Ron Howard explores an unsolved mystery in the movie Eden, but comes up with no deep insight. He takes on a case already explored in books and the documentary The Galapagos Affair, with the subtitle Satan Comes to Eden, recounting basics about three differing groups settling on a harsh, untamed island during the 1920s. A Galapagos setting and some filming in the archipelago guarantees impressive visuals, especially with the kind of production team an Oscar-winning director like Howard can assemble. Galapagos shots of swimming lizards and oddball birds blend smoothly with sets built in Australia's Gold Coast to recreate the primitive landscapes of a primeval setting. Not a bucolic Eden, but one that constantly threatens those thinking they're fit enough to survive. Costumes and props emphasize the era's challenges, lending to the movie's impressive looks. Howard also lures top-flight actors, including Jude Law, Ana de Armas, Vanessa Kirby, and Daniel Brühl, who show the distinctiveness of their characters without a whole lot of depth. This lack comes not so much from them as story development by Noah Pink and director Howard, which often focuses more on logistics and historical facts than motivations. Pretty much anyone can Google up the factual basics. Eight people lived in three different setups, half left under questionable circumstances, including disappearances and suspected murders that remain unexplained to this day. The intrigue goes beyond whodunit into the what and why. The movie offers surfacely plausible answers without finely tuning emotions for a better understanding of Eden's intriguing circumstances. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.